The most important goal is to concentrate the attention in the whole process of sustainable development of the necessities of bringing the most vulnerable, the poorest of countries, with us, not only in the same speed, but in much higher speed than the rest of the world. Because we cannot accept that in the next 15 years there will not be this reduction of the number of LDCs. We have to be sure that there is enough growth in their economies so that there will be many of the LDCs moving out of that category. It has been all too few up to now.
You talked about the links between global stability and supporting the least developed countries. How strong is this link?
Well, many of the least developed countries are still least developed because of pending conflicts. And what we see in the global picture is, yes, we are reducing overall extreme poverty. We have cut it down to half in the past 15 years, but it's concentrating more and more in the conflict-affected areas. So if we don't get hold on conflicts, contain conflicts and conflicts, we will not be able to break the chains of underdevelopment and poverty and hunger.
How does the UN support the least developed countries? Not necessarily by financial means, but how does this support, how does it materialize?
I hope that the UN will be able, of course also financially, be it development assistance and humanitarian relief to the conflict or climate-affected countries, but also through the way we get the priorities right in the whole implementation of the sustainable development, the way we make the plans and the accountability for also rich countries to contribute to their long-standing commitments towards the least developed countries. The way we are able, I hope, to make sure that the development assistance from both old rich and new rich countries are actually increased to minimum 0.7% of GNI, but also that most of it is actually concentrated among the least developed countries and not in the middle income segment, because they are actually defined as countries that will be able to carry forward themselves much better.
There are two sides here, the least developed countries and the development partners. What is your message to both?
Of course, there's a lot of work to do in getting development cooperation right. We have talked about it when we talk about humanitarian relief. There is a lot of resources to get from a more coordinated, more effective organization of everything. Of course, there is a huge, huge benefit if you can concentrate assistance and local efforts against corruption for creating a reliable, efficient taxation system so that even the poorer of countries themselves can provide more resources for development. So the combination of fighting against corruption, tax evasion, other illicit transactions, national efforts to build the necessary frameworks to do so, international support to fight against tax evasion and tax havens, all this will be even as helpful or more helpful to the least developed countries than the official development assistance.